You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
England all but guaranteed Lee to finish top of the group. They've had an almost perfect run in the qualifiers so far. 5 wins from 5, scored 15 goals, conceded just the one, and that was an own goal. Jordan Henderson with that one goal for the opposition. They warmed up for this by crucifying those that went to see that friendly, didn't they? Because that was drab against the Republic of Ireland last Sunday. Drew 0-0. That was a poor game. I read a piece in the Telegraph and they compared it to going to see a concert the night before with Barcelona obviously performing incredibly in that Champions League final, and it was almost like England were the tone deaf karaoke man coming onto stage after Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it was a good comparison from the Telegraph, because that was a dire friendly, wasn't it, against the Republic?
Oh yeah, terrible. It was pointless, really. You know, just I seldom see the point in these friendlies. You're going to play them, experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
Why didn't Charlie Austin start?
Well, people have been saying that England are playing this with this new creativity, and Roy Hodgson is trying to energise them and get them playing more fluid attacking football. That was regression, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose from they'd just come back off holiday, hadn't they, a lot of them? They had a long, hard season, been away. There probably wasn't the intensity going into it. You wouldn't be surprised even if the coaching staff were, look, we don't want to pick up any injuries before the Slovenia trip. This is a run out. I wouldn't be surprised if the message from within the camp was, we're not going mad here. It was quite competitive when you looked at the tackles, though. Mm. And then the Irish really got stuck in, I thought. I mean, there was one tackle in particular on Raheem Sterling, which I thought was pretty nasty. But yeah, it was poor. And I think they'll pick it up from this point onwards, to be honest.
Mm. Slovenia 7-2 to win the match. England 10-11. That will attract a few. 5 from 5 in the group. Only conceded one goal. Scored a hatful. Danny Welbeck, top scorer in qualifying with 6 goals so far. He's not part of the headline offer. Wayne Rooney to score and England to win is the headline offer here at 3-1. Thoughts on the match then, the outcome in this match?
I think England, given their form, are a good price. I think it's fair. I mean, you have to say that Slovenia have really picked up there. I mean, the last 3 competitive home games, they beat Serbia 1-0 in the European qualifying competition before last, beat Switzerland 1-0, decent scoreline that, and then beat San Marino 6-0, which you'd expect them to do. But England have been really good, haven't they? You mentioned only conceding one goal. That was an own goal against Slovenia at Wembley. But, you know, you look at some of the earlier results, they had this habit of going away in European qualifiers and just scoring very early in the last qualification group. This time it's a little steadier. You know, they haven't scored in either of the away games in Switzerland or Estonia in the first half. They scored after 58 minutes through Danny Welbeck and 73 minutes through Rooney in each game. I mention this because right at the top you'll see match special, England to win and score both halves. I think that's based on previous campaigns when they did that routinely. They'd score early goals, then they'd wrap it up in the second half as well. I wouldn't be touching that this time. No. I think if you look at the table here, England are there already, as we know. Slovenia on 9 points, Switzerland on 9 points, Lithuania on 6. That second spot is between Slovenia and Switzerland, in my opinion, with, you know, Lithuania possibly having a say in the playoff spot as well. So I think you've got to wonder, what does Slovenia want out of this? Do they want to try and beat England, take the game to them, and then risk England hitting them on the break and scoring goals? Or will they be happy with a draw? Slovenia have got to go to Switzerland yet. They've got Estonia at home. They've got Lithuania at home as well. And they finish off with a trip to San Marino. I think Slovenia will take a draw here. And I think they'll set up for a draw. You know, they're not a particularly expansive team. You look at, you know, the obviously the 6-0 against San Marino, fair enough. But, you know, they don't score loads of goals. So I wouldn't be surprised if they watched that Republic game and thought, England aren't quite at it here. We could thwart them and, you know, try and nick one on the break. So the draw is a player for me. I think, you know, 11-5, it's not quite as big as I want it to be. I think I was hoping for the draw to be around 5-2, if I'm being honest. And I probably would have played that. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a really frustrating game for England, and they don't quite get rid of those shackles from the previous game, and the press maybe niggle a little bit still. No right to niggle, by the way, because look where they are. I think they've already earned the right to take it easy a little bit. You know, if you've backed that England to win every single game in the tournament, you don't want them taking it easy. But I can see why they're 10 to 11, to be honest. I think I'm looking at a low scoring first half. Even, you know, I could even see like a 0-0 at half time in this match, you know, just because I think that's how Slovenia will set up. Very disciplined, very steady. Their home games, when they had those two 1-0 wins, last two, they were late goals. You know, it wasn't like they were scored, you know, early in the game. Obviously, San Marino scored after 10 minutes, then scored after 49. So I think, a tight first half. The draw at half time is 10 to 11 as well. It's a bit skinny, isn't it?
13 to 8 under half a goal in the first half. So that's for
it to be
0-0 at half time. Yeah. Or you can play half of first goal, second half, which is 9 to 4 over 2 to 1. I suppose you've got the risk of it ending 0-0. In that
yes, case. True. But you could also probably, if you were that way inclined, you could get out of that in play, couldn't you? I suppose.
I'm tempted by draw half time England full time.
Yeah, here. I could see
7 to 2.
Yeah, just get maybe a late goal, maybe wear him down eventually.
That's a good price, in my opinion.
There's one special here that doesn't necessarily apply to this game, but we're talking about Charlie Austin. Let's say England win this, and then their remaining games in the qualifiers are San Marino away, Switzerland at home, Estonia at home and Lithuania away.
Yeah.
Charlie Austin to start a competitive England match between Euro 2016, 2-1.
That's not bad, is it?
That's a good price. I think he's going to get a move to, he'll be in the public eye still. He'll be in the Premier League still. And I think, especially that San Marino game, why wouldn't you experiment?
What's the latest with Charlie Austin? Where's he likely to end up?
I thought he would end up at Liverpool, to be honest with you.
Well, Liverpool have a habit of buying a Charlie Austin type player, don't they? But they've got Danny Ings now, haven't they?
But Newcastle talking about spending quite a lot of money. Wouldn't be surprised if they go in for whether they go in for him or whether Stephen McLaren wants to have a look at Bamford, a player who's obviously worked with. But he'll be in the Premier League either way, won't he? So I think he'll still be around, and I think by the time you get to September, when he's if he starts the season well, there's a few ifs here. But I think the 2-1's quite a nice little price about that. By the way, he's 2-7 to win his debut before Euro 2016, which I think is a good bet.
That could happen this weekend, couldn't it?
Yeah, Raheem Sterling to start the match against Slovenia. By the way, 1-9, yes, 5-1, no. I think that 5-1 is only worth backing if you think that he's unsettled enough by all the speculation that's going on. We're being told that Liverpool turned down a big bid, haven't they,
from Man City? £30 million.
I think he'll play in those still, to be honest with you. But back to this match, to be honest, I like your bet. I think at your bet, or the 9-4 on the first goal in the second half, nice. I can see those happening. I can also see, even though Wayne Rooney looked a little bit off colour in that last match, I could see Rooney scoring here. His odds against 5-4, which is decent. I like that as well. Where else do you see goals coming from in this team? Austin himself is 6-4 if he plays. Walcott's been in great nick recently, 17-10. Should he be 17-10 compared to like Rooney at 5-4?
Will he start? Will he start? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I suppose you've got to wait for the team news there, haven't you, a little bit?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.